Dear listeners, you must study all of them. Welcome, honorable members, for being part of this meeting. And the Chief Deputy Minister for leading the delegation of the department. You are aware that today was the day we came one action, that is the CDA. And members of the nation, there are other meetings that are taking place today. There's a meeting that you are participating in as women of this parliament. So, we don't know whether there's any men's meeting, men's parliamentarian meeting. So, we are having that meeting. By half past 12, we have to be done with that meeting so that we attend all women, whether minister, deputy minister, women parliamentarians are supposed to be part of that meeting. I hope maybe the neighbor nation, men will start their own forum where they come together and discuss the men parliamentarian issues. Without waste of time, then I will request our commissioner to indicate the apology that you are having today.
Thank you, Dr. Singh. Good morning, members of the morning colleagues. I've been extending apology from the Minister of Works today. The Jews for the Jews are apology for the Jews with colors for the Jews of the Jews. But an apology for MP in the time is unable to participate in the committee in Paranga and Chibi due to the suspension of the number of the years. I've got an apology from Bufetana, she is off-sick. She is happy to come to the session. She is going to be a person. Thank you very much.
Without them, the waste of time, can we proceed with our agenda? That indicates that we've got one action today. We'll be dealing with the communal property associations, which are guided by the CDA Act, which has been passed in 1996, which is the responsibility of the Department of Rural Development to make sure that those structures are functioning and also access to. Those persons who are struggling to function. Between the two DMs that are present here, which is going to go for the CPA, we'll just give an overview and then guide us who will be the officials on this matter. Thank you very much, Professor. Well, as part of our opening remarks, we want to indicate that the position of CPA as an instrument for advancing transformation, jobs, job creation, poverty eradication, and sustainable development in our society, through business management and land development. We must be quite aware that out of the 8 million properties, 3.5 went to the people with the ownership of 1,000 and calendar that is 1958, with the total appearance of 1.2 million. Well, underneath that, the entry on the landscape 315, which is under mineral. Yeah, the general perception that can be seen in function of the landscape of our country. In other common professional studies, exceptional types of properties remain undeniable with regards to CPA. In fact, CPAs are characterized by conflict with traditional authorities, infighting, maladministration, financial mismanagement, lack of governance, undefined land rights, and lack of clarity about relationship with government. At the center of the above debate, there are two important factors that need to be in place. The first is the duty of government to establish structural systems, processes, and procedures that will respect, protect, provide, fulfill the land rights holder within CPA. This includes the CPA policy and the amendment of the CPA as it is on the sideline. The second factor is the choice. Rights, which is a responsibility that must be exercised by the land right holder within CPA. This includes ensuring that the land right holders must bear the ultimate responsibility of the CPA. This potential was likely not nurtured by government between 1994 and 2009. The main reason for this is that the land tenure part of the land reform has been the this developed in relation to its restitution and redistribution program. The establishment of the branch land tenure and administration has begun to address this neglect and nationalization of the land tenure part of the land reform program. The CPA turnaround strategy is currently being developed to form part of the general land tenure program that has been triggered by the recent land tenure summit of the 4th to 5th September 2014. Chairperson also indicated that as required by the law, we must also indicate that the CPA Act has been implemented the past 3 years, which means that the report that we are presenting here is only the report that also covers the 2 financial years. So we then need to indicate that we are committed. Thank you very much.
Can you proceed? If there are any comments or the opposite, then you will just after the presentation is done. I'm not sure what's going to be in this presentation, but to the woman.
Thanks for the opportunity. Before I go into the presentation, I'd like to the intention of the presentation is to give an overview of what CPA, what is the aim of CPA all about, what is on the card. Now, the presentation is going to show you the number of CPA that we have, and the distribution of the CPA is national, and also the discrepancy in the numbers of the CPA. I know some members here assume that different numbers, and what is the department doing in rectifying the number of the CPA. And then, shortly from there, we will also give an overview of the challenges that are still the different challenges, and what is the department doing short term and medium term in the direction. How many CPAs are there at the point, and how many post all Christian from the club. In the past reports, we have talked about different numbers, the issue here is that what is in our register actually not what's on the ground. The reason is that the people even don't have here a government that started with a country in 1996, where investigation showed that when the party started, when people register the city, and then in the process that the land is not bought, they don't put that and deal registers become a special. But that's why we have our particular number. But what is going on the ground, we are investigating what we have on the ground and what we have on our register. You can see from slide, all the slides that indicate the total number of cities we have and the number of officers we have and the number of people that we have. That's slide number 15 and number 1. The end is the working case where all the numbers are indicated by the city areas and that city would be sitting under the system. Now, flowing from that one, we know that we have problems with the system. Some of the problems are caused by network of this, with the legacy system. What it means in this one is that people, generally, the other member section is just normal, services and uses that the community has achieved on the farmer and the farmers. So that transaction that is what that defines and also the city. Now, what is the department doing? And about the problems of the city? We have short-term solutions and we've got long-term solutions. One of the short-term solutions is to change from city under administration. Some of the city members are actually the people who apply to the city to be under administration because see they are very anxious and then nothing happening with their community. So they come to apply for the city to be under administration. Now, these are some of the cities that are under administration. You know, the only time one in Northern Cape, we have the North Foundation of Northern Cape, so some in Northern Cape. The Guayini is in the northwest. It has two questions here. The Rale is in Popo, and this one was in Popo. And Song in Kimosa. Right now, we have two applications that the northwest, to these two cities under the system. Those are Bala Mungosi Silva and Bala Mungosi Silva. Now, the long-term the medium to long term what the department is doing is to regularize. We we have identified the problem and the candidate is continuing at this moment. Now there's a process called reorganization in the PPA department where PPAs who are not complying with the act are assisted to comply. In other words, they are being trained to have meetings, right, members to submit annually financial statements and have general elections when the time of office of the executive director. Right. Now, those are the things that most of them are doing. And when you feel like we try to get them to a point where they will be doing the thing and we want to other executives. And then we're also going to give you the progress report on the reception so far. The lessons learned and the stage that it was used. Before I go to the report, let us just indicate how many people we have authorized in the past 2.5 years, because this report is actually based on the 2013, 2013, 2014 annual report. Now, under 2013, 2014, there are several, about 18 people that have authorized. In the present, we can see that the list are there, some more like the family of North Street, the family of Cushy, some of the weapons and so forth, and one is in the terminals are not this year we have generalized two. But there are two processes in the regulation that we have intended one and we have the one that was then done by the land management process. They are doing mostly the complicated ones and internally we are doing the less complicated ones. Where PPA is compliant, they need to be compliant, but maybe they don't have elections, and we are treating them to provide the elections. But one PPA does not have elections, so we are treating them to train them out to provide this. So those are the easier ones that we do at the customer, and then others are done to the facility. Now, the proposal report for the facility center is simply, like I said, I think, regularized. Last financial year in this year. And then, I mean, the last financial year. 23 are about to be completed. Remember that 1.7 PPAs were set to facilities in the middle of right now. This is just a breakdown of what the progress out of the 1.7. 20 is being done. PAP is new completion. 11 is new combination to itself. Those are the 11 that are just initiated here. Half of the members are actually people applying for pre-access and information management. And then 16 are becoming a particular administration. There are different reasons why these are becoming a particular administration. Sometimes there's no, like, for example, the land is sold. So if there's no land, there's no security. There's no need for security. You apply for a new. And then others, 2 or 4, are not eligible for the regulation. And that was due to reason that probably there are useful times of differences between the tax system, where it is difficult for the parent to go in and try to regulate the system, because there's no meeting differences. Issues like people contesting, beneficiaries. Two questions are fighting, and then the other one is not. This other group is not actually the right beneficiary. Now, if you send somebody in to have a regular right, they are not sure how they approach that. Normally, it has a way. And then, I'm saying that who up and say, no, it's not regular right because of this need. And then, 53 are at different stages now for the building. What this stands for for the stage itself is putting reason. This putting reason mostly were used for court cases. When you say, when you want to just regularize today, you find that some of the executive members, because they know what is there, what they have, they will contact that and go to court. And instead of the process starting, we have to go to court and all of those. Now most of the money was put in the resources of the department. Did you take how the money is collected yet? Because this one comes from one pool. The pool that also pays for the efficient pool. Now, this part of the same on the same city. It's not paid for the spot people, paid on some of the things that we have to do with the river. Now, the lesson is this from this. You know, to really write is especially because you're dealing with human beings. Some of the diseases are so complex that they need extended intervention. Like where we have to maybe recruiting the public and other parts of the community. Others, resolution cannot finalize because we need other resources like the internet or some funds. Because within the confines of the city, internet, they don't have enough for finalizing computer resolution. What has Padmet done so far from the problems that we identified? One has started to see a picture for the past 4 years. What is the trend then for the compliance team? Now you see that initially, because it started, initially the assistant business was in the compliance. But before all that, like I said, you're dealing with human beings. You are seeking to be compliant. And 6 months or 12 months down the line, that they have to go up. They don't do what was expected. They don't publish any of the information. They don't have meetings. They don't have elections. Now, for us, that means you don't comply. Because initially they were compliant, but later in the years, they were doing something, and you get that as still as the country. But that's why you see 2013, 2015, the thing about a little bit of success. Actually, we need 2 plus 1, so it's 3, and completed and completed. In other words, 2014, we have 3, 58 compliant, 3, 46, 3, 4, 58, 11, 13, 14. So we know nothing happened, but we are still busy in realizing the others. But fortunately for them, those that have been compliant, at least they're still compliant. The same applies to the air. Before we had some, like the last two, that was realized in the last one of the year, from before. And then Humalang also, there's the one, East, the same applies to Northern State, Northwest, and the Western State. This is the trend, this is what's happening. This is the trend from what we're doing with the process. Now the question is what is the way forward? We are digitalizing and we are successful and others are going down to be uncompliant. Now the way forward is that the department recently had a student summit where the CPA is also present. Where they came up with a policy of mission to go to the next summit. Now, what is happening, what is doing? There's a new part of the development. This structure will enable us to have people dedicated to work where we have people in the provinces which don't have people in the provinces dealing with energy, including the disabilities. Also, emanating from the land summit, there's going to be an amendment to the CDA here. That many issues that came up from the summit that we concluded in the amendment here. And then also the Department of Business developing a policy also coming from the issue that we have raised from the land summit. This policy will enable us to monitor. Will enable us to see what's happening in the space. The other thing that we're doing is training of the space. In the last financial year, we have trained 329 potential members out of 95 CCAs. Now, the good thing about excellent modern man could say was this, because those that we saw five cities of problems based on the our body constraints. We couldn't do all the cities at once. If we decided to take five cities of the problems, and other than that we should change about five members, about seven members from cities. The business is 125 cities. Now, from that, what I was saying, we don't have any major comeback from this. They are compliant till now, and there's money to pay more cities, because people have heard that they've been fact, we train them on 1,000 issues, financial statements, you know, how to govern themselves. So what they're doing to sustain that, the department is going to train more cities, and also, what we did, that those cities that were trained are the CPAs that were newly elected members. So that we don't train CPAs, those that are elected members are really time is about luck. We train those that today and for the 25 years, they've been able to run the CPA match with again, what was we when was elected, we go there to the department and inform the member that we said that this is what is expected from you. If you stand for election to any committee of the city, this is what we expect from you. And we have some short training to train them what we need. Now what we need to do also is we are going to have informal training, daily training for committee members at large, so that you understand. Because the problem with that is continued. If you train CPA executive members, after 5 years, 3 years, depending on the office, what happens? So we have to look at the way you say, let us keep on training, and so that people also understanding the way that they like more like that. Now, I've touched on the policy that from land farming that we have, that is like came up, and we have been in the process of developing the policy. But when we went to the family, there are two that came out of that, that was also included in the policy. I take what matters a bit. This is a range, for example, next to 50% dollar. Most of the problems that we have is where, decisions are taken by the committee members. But that in the hard involving the product community. Now we say in the policy and in the mind of it, we should have 50% dollar. But else is taken, must be decisions taken by 50% of the households of 50% of the members. So those are the things that are going to be included into the deal and into the policy. So briefly, this is what the CP is all about. The number distribution, the provinces and the problems that the CP is experiencing and what the department is doing to rectify. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the presentation. Members who have been listening to the presentation, our request is that they can change before that we've got some time constraints today because of other actions that will be done. So let there be no preempt on the specific project. So this department has not had time to the opportunity for members to engage in the presentation. I will not entertain other thoughts. Honorable Susan, Honorable Tom, Honorable Walter, Honorable Simon.
I'm sorry for coming late. I was calling for a meeting. So, my question is going to be based on referring to the training that you offer to the CPEs. Are they trainable? constantly understands, and are they able to demonstrate, when it comes to implementing and using that knowledge, are they able to demonstrate that they really understand what their role is about? So that's one problem I've had in my lack of experience. No fear of prejudice.
Let me go back to page 34. And you spoke of figures. Getting 68. Now, the first question, what was this slide prepared? Is it taking 2009 going forward, etc., etc., etc.? Or is it only 2013-2012 because you mentioned that the media is here. Secondly, it is not mentioned that, and when you go to page 34, the figure is getting to the 60s, and I know the first one I'm getting is 18, and what the master of ceremony was missing. Let me double check it. I'll say what happened to the 44 CPH that missing somewhere, in my understanding. Unless you tell me it was prepared in 2009 only, not 2013, 14, 15. Okay, my 2009 is there. Now my question is, what is the department in detail really doing about assisting if there's never a competition? I'm still that you're saying there are several ways to equip them. Another question that I'm asking, why I'm asking this, is CPS, is this project sustainable? In a layman understanding, because they are much better not on board. There's this hearsay that sometimes community will launch as we try to the CPA or the chief, but the department will see something like that. Based on the issues that you deal with, the accountability, issues of management of finance. Now I wanted to find out the sort of typical example that in Cape Town, Cape Town was the huge chief to apply for performance skill. On your page 18, you only have estimates because you are putting them under administration. Why the not exact template? Maybe you can see at the main testament. In other words, you go to 2017, you call it 2017, it will be 2020, because the next major change that you are putting them under administration. How long will it take for an entity or a state to be put under administration? Check for now, let me do that.
Thank you, Chairperson. I've got surgery for three points, and you know, I'm not, it might be something that the committee needs to consider rather than answer right now, but our concerns about the viability measurements of CBAs, and maybe I also, because it's fairly new to those, or maybe I don't understand all the measurements that are used to determine it, the viability of CBAs. Are the commercial viability measurements being applied here? Is it is a purely institutional measurements that are being looked at, but I would imagine if as a usage of property and the impact that it has on livelihoods and generating income, that type of thing I would be very interested in. And I'm not sure whether the Community Property Association or necessarily geared along those lines, and I'd love to hear some comments on that. Can a Community Property Association, looking at the way that it's structured, does anything prevent it from simply forming a management company where everyone shares, you know, running the land commercially? Is there any possible to it? Is it something that's been investigated? Because I think there's some very successful inclusive models in that regard where
land is leased and property owners lease land to a management company that's also owned by the beneficiaries. And I'm lucky over whether there's anything like that in place. And then there's a concern that I also have. If I look at the general trend of what the annual report tells me and what the presentation tells me, I get the distinct sense that the department is taking up a very onerous, bureaucratic responsibility in actually mediating and essentially, to some extent, also administering community property associations. We've seen already a proposed another institution to nature as a registration around community property association. I think given what our macroeconomic indicators currently tell us, and also the relationship between the extension of a bureaucracy and the impact it's having on our long-term prospects of our budget, I'm very concerned about us throwing more staff and more structures at a volunteer that might rather than being an extra burden on government, could actually be something that self-sustained, commercially self-sustained. So my concern is around viability. I'm not quite clear what options are available for community property associations to become viable, and yes, and I have a concern about the extension of bureaucracy. Thanks.
After all these comments, I'm concerned that we've got to start from the beginning so that we can all be together. The CPAs, why the CPAs? Why did we take an option of Section 21 company? They are also for non-profit. Why did we choose this vehicle when there are many other vehicles that could have been chosen? I think that is where we need to start. And I think it will help us going forward so that we all sing from the same hymn. I think that maybe GPAs as non-profit, but at the same time they can actually make profit, because they are dealing with farming, land ownership, farming, you're talking about production and selling and making more money and expanding the business. Why the CPAs and not the second 21? But I want to get to come to the ease of training of CPAs. Because during what I hear from the report is that you're training the executive of this company, of the CPAs. And after the training, there's issues related to natural attrition. People expire, people will pass away, and then new ones will come in. And what happens? Are they going to be trained by those who were trained before? Or reading the responsibility of the department to show that there is the quality of the training and not the training. But at the same time, there are issues related to training of the community of beneficiaries. Because you see, for a CPA, for an organization to function, the monitoring and everything must be done by the membership. Now, if the membership, if the beneficiary, those will be the members, the general membership of the CPA, do not know what is expected of their leadership. They do not know what kind of training they went through. They don't know what policies are guiding the CPA. Mm-hmm. So if three smart people or very crooked people in that CPA can get together, they will run with everybody. You know? So I think we need to cascade our training down to communities. I think for let me just leave it at that question. But I think we need to start from the beginning. We've said it many times that this committee needs a workshop, because all of us are new in this committee, and the decisions that we're taking long ago. So if we are taken on board, then our speed in terms of dealing with issues will increase. Thank you.
colleagues will help me about some of the questions. The issue of training, the question of the trainer. When we developed the training manuals, we made it a point that they are very simple language based. And they are also translated into the local language. So people should understand that the training is not, you know, a high level training. We have to consider the level of literacy, consider the level of people understanding. Now, yes, they are things, but like I said in the presentation, we don't resist it. We have never received any major problems from those that we have said. They have been consistently compliant to the training. The only problem is that actually what's happening, they have more demand for training. Other cities that were saying, I've heard that other people say that they see a difference, so they are asking us, can you continue extending this training to other CPAs? So it shows that it is successful and don't have any problems. But we make sure that the language is understandable and it's also in their own language. I'm also linked up with a question that the gentleman over there asked about what if people die? It's a problem that we have. Thank you, Chef. My apologies to that. Some of us don't know that. Yeah, but the Honorable Lema asked about, continuous, in other words. What happens? Are the only people who have been changed? So far, this is because of the vantage point thing that we have to train only the executive members, those who are in office then, like I said, the new elected ones. So that we also ensure that there's some understanding of other people coming in. And also, when the elections, for example, we go to officials and we tell the people who are sent for elections, this is what is expected from them. You know, when you take them to the office. And then they also identify issues that they need to the future world. So it's not only about training, it's also about the individual, the CPA, if that issue that they are raising and they need them, we go there official to say those. But I understand that we should broaden the same to other, to make it to the official, not only to those who are in the office. Yes, we have to do that, but there are budget constraints. That's what I'm saying, because it's got a lot of money to change. If you change, the community is going to be much, much more. But that is the issue that we have to consider. And say that let's also change that with the community. So I don't know whether one was to the change. Right. And then the other question was about sustainability. I don't know if
thank you, Chair. If I could refer the Honourable Member Walter to page 11 of the 2013-2014 annual report. Page 11. Of this report, annual 2014. There is the wagon wheel mentioned there. It addresses two issues that the Honorable Member has raised, and at the moment we are focusing on one, and the other is more in evolution and development. In terms of the question shared, at the moment we are focused more on the institutional viability, matters such as annual reports, holding regular meetings, AGMs, and the like. But from the model that is now coming, beginning to say there are issues around cropping, grazing, forest, mining, and all those industries as indicated within the field, including this investment and development. These are issues that we ultimately, in terms of measures that would put once this is fully operational and would become the that are used by the Honourable Minister. Thank you, Chair.
First, I will talk to the question raised by the Honourable Member relating to the use of the waste estimate instead of signature today. The challenge that we have in that regard is that those TPAs that we have faced under administration, some of them have got some underlying causes of conflict that still need to be addressed. And it is for that particular reason that what we did is an estimation of when the waste might be feasible for us to have finalized all the resolutions of the underlying causes that led to the conflict in the CPA. Such that by the end of the estimation time, we would have fixed all the challenges that are there and put the money from the prison.
Community can be there, but not as a traditional leader, but as a community, because offer service members, and then you take another person to offer that. So I think that that's information. When the NPA as against the Section 21, as against the Section 21, we realize that CPAs, the problem that the CPAs are facing of non-public community and all that, it is because they are also the property holder as well as the business. Now we are saying as a supermarket, the property holder must stand alone, hold the property. When there's a business that needs to be run on the property, that business must have another business entity, and that business entity is also accountable to the property holder, and also pay for the property that they are running business to it. In that manner, we will prevent the land that will be lost through being put in the land as a collector. The land is not going to be put as a collector. The business will be run on top of the land, and if the business collapses, if the land still remains, the business must collapse and go out of the land. So that's what we are trying to do as a department. That's why we are retaking them as a business entity, not the CTA, because we've been granting the CTA. That's where the maladministration arrives. Now we're not going to grant the CTA. The CTA will hold the property. Then those who belong to the business, whether on partnership or whatever, will land on that land, and they will also pay for the land that's running the business. So that's what we are going for, to really resolve all these problems that are coming from. Thank you very much.
Certainly fairly new to me, not in theory, but in practice, to
developed the CPAs on, which we're supposed to be doing, but I can fact just work on whether it's a workable system of managing land rights. And I'd like to suggest that if the program allows that, we also maybe include this in our oversight programs going into the future.
You mentioned that the reform is not finished. But now, let me move on to the commandment spot. I wanted to find out the sustainability part. I checked the value for money. The money used for money, not for special problems. When we double check, when we check the figures, it seems the same numbers, whatever number that you come up with. It tells us to say, can we check money used in the outcome? Now, note that there's a review, there's a proposal that will be coming. Maybe that's good for that. But I wanted to find out what is happening in other provinces compared to Western Cape, especially the issues that are raised. Then the minister has said that sometimes they want the chief community or. But in other provinces, because I see how there are less issues and less need to share experience in different provinces that are not aware of.
I'm looking at this report. At least the background of the sharp remarks that were made by the Honourable Minister in the Land Summit that was held in Johannesburg. I can vividly remember how he painfully painted the picture of CPAs that were just not sustainable, and he even expressed his reservations about them continuing going forward being utilized. Now the reason I asked about the actual reality, the one I had in mind, I wanted to see that we would have an addition to say, hang in there, Minister. We're dealing here with people who are from the training club. Maybe they're just about to turn the corner. But now, look at the figures here. It's only 11 of them that have had to be subjected to judicial review. And this gives us the impression that all is well. Now let's discuss, take a little of a response. And so we will all remember those who were in the big hall in Boston. How critical he was of the CPAs. This report gives us a picture which is in direct contrast to what is actually happening. Thank you.
These are the challenges and these are the programs that we need to put into place
to make sure that the vehicles we are driving, that the vehicles that we are using, is in good condition. You don't have to push it, but it just needs to be pushed by it. And that's why the minister, I think, these are the challenges we are having. I want to comment on the issue of traditional leadership. We are living in traditional communities. And as people who live in traditional communities, we have our own, we value that traditional system so much. And particularly people in those communities value their traditional leaders so much. If people think that they are being excluded, deliberately, it may create unnecessary tensions. There are other claims where a traditional leader has lost rights on his land because of the 1958 and the other Bantu Authorities Act, where chiefs who resisted Bantu Authorities were silently demoted as traditional leaders. And this is not about them claiming that their status as traditional leaders, but it's to say, as a chief and as a community, we have lost the rights on our land because of our lack of cooperation with the apartheid government. We were demoted as traditional leaders, and some chief next door was given rights, or just a few rivers away, were given rights to distribute land to these people into the community that belongs to that other traditional authority. There are many of such claims, particularly in Sokoliland. And I think even in other regions, there have been cases. That's why there was even this commission that was looking at traditional authorities. Who is the real traditional leader and who is not. So that when we deal with these things, we need to look at we shouldn't forget about this other study that was done by the government, because it will help us to report in terms of who is the legitimate traditional leader, or who is the legitimate owner of that land in that particular area. I'm not sure if I'm making it work, but I'm missing myself, but I don't know. There are these kind of claims, and we need to look at them, because the only people who can resolve those claims is none other than us. So I'm not hearing anything about the claims traditional authorities against another. Loss of rights on land to another traditional leader. So they have CPAs on such lands. And if a chief was moved from an area with his people, one advantage is I once worked for the Commission on Land Restitution Services in Limpopo. And the Garibaldi King, conditions of living in the CPA is that you should have been removed from the land. So if the chief was not removed, there's no reason why it should be part of the CPA, because this is an association of people who were forced to move from the land. They have this committee or organization that will help them to claim. You can only belong to the CPA if you are a dependent or of a person who lost the right on the land, or who have actually lost the right on the land. But I think we need to, in a way, for the sake of peace, because many communities, particularly in rural areas where there are land claims, people belong to traditional authorities and they respect them. So rather than saying that they don't have any role to play, but I think maybe we could look at how do we have maybe, let's say, some committee supporting the CTA where we have, or somebody representing the traditional authority in that matter. If that is a problem with communities, I'm not quite sure about this problem, but I think my imagination is running wild. So please call this order if I'm listening.
your attention today, and I am because my colleagues covered me, but also I am nice navigating into this kind of idea. I said, I have been covered by quite a number of questions and responses. There's a small thing that I want us to be strongly emphasize what the DMs take up with the finance. The annual report, it does look like I don't know if it's the first page of the action TV or something. And after just reading a letter should be produced and forwarded to the chair of strategic administrative finance. Because I want to refer the issue about the annual report that has never come in a long while. And likely formed in 3-4 years, no annual report before. If my information is wrong, I tend to correct it, but my information is right. I'll say to you, Honorable DM and acting DG, it's quite possible for us. We might slip it into a banal public situation if we fail that. Leads to them now at 10-11, 12-13, 13-14, there's no annual report. Leads to them with then the issue of quarterly report. Because I want to say the whole range of my questions about 12-13 and hope that if the quarterly report is time soon, I can then start filtering them through that piece of the quarterly report. So the reporting chair, I'm raising it quite, I wish I could raise it stronger, that it happened to be a mechanism to follow to. It's required by law, let's just say, to comply it. And once we were going to be into that, the format issues, whenever there's a report, I keep on saying to many of my staff that the particular mode of reporting, you indicate the target and you indicate the actual target, all the time, that's just a golden rule. Otherwise, if you wish to feed the committee any information for committee not to be able to befriend that information, the information not used at all, then it's really put in not so organized format. I'm saying it less emphasis that not so organized. I'm not saying it's disorganized, I'm not saying that. So, target actual, the reason for varying, I'll say that. My last point would be on the, because I'm taking a whole range of a number of other crucial, but I would think that that's not the information that fits into the whole show, but I'm dealing with the global picture. The deal, I don't know if we're going to answer this one, there's a proposed amendment, it does the thing. I'd like to request to know the timeline for the DM to come before the committee, so that chair, in the committee programming, there's a sense of by when the bill is coming. We've asked about also to ensure when another bill is anticipated or that being prepared. So we've asked to get a sense of when is that bill coming. So similarly for this bill, we'd be interested to hear at what point can we expect it. We might feel that there's a key and growing between departments and cabinets and so on, but at what point roughly would we be looking at the thing? I'll say my provincial issues are issues from Western Cape and whatnot, and that are showing the slides and including the one up there, Alta Cape, all those, but you worry that Free Cape, Eastern Cape, only one compliant by now, CPA. The big market slides, we have a little light investigation under control. And
so on.
Thank you so much.
I think why you were responding to some of the questions raised by members, I think the one for the amendment has already been raised because most of the question now answered.
Okay.
I noted it to just find out when are you intending to bring the amendments to. Because in most cases, there's a situation whereby we're forced to fact check everyone and plan properly, finding committee working even during consultation period, because now the department, wants the bill to be passed. Then we intend to submit those amendments to the committee. second one, I was just reading through the passage. The CPS don't have the right to fight people anyhow if they wish. The act is here, which causes people to be bullied. Now, when, you know, one member, he was fired, one member from outside of the city, he didn't write letters, he did everything, and, you know, many that member of the president, you know, submit the, all the other information. I think those also are the challenges that need to take into consideration, but I think the general strategy and also the training, I emphasize of good training, people in a simple language that people can easily understand, to deal with some of the issues. Because some of the challenges you can say are due to the level of understanding of the act itself. But if you keep on continuous, you know, the train the trainer process, so that you relieve yourself from train the trainer and train other people, volunteers, that many volunteers in the community, so that they keep on training in their simple language and understand what are their responsibilities and also comply. I will not overlook the land rights management facility. I think the idea of building capacity within the department is a good one. And also the idea of conceding, you know, some of the responsibilities to the provinces, because we've got a lot of eviction cases that the land rights management facility is supposed to deal with. While on the other side, we've got a lot of CPAs that are supposed to be assessed, you know. So if we can just look at that, that unit, the lecture administration unit, it can be capacitated and also be established, maybe the problem is whether it's there or not there, so that we can assist, so that we relieve this land rights management facility from some other responsibilities. The report is talking about some of the people of the CPAs that we prepared, but I didn't get well the progress on those. I know that there are some CPAs that are working well. But you need to check some, they are working well. Even the chief are ex-officio members of those CPAs, they are working together, you know, do not conflict, but, you know, as well indicating that the situations are not the same. You mentioned corruption as one of the challenges. Are there any people who have been arrested? Like after the investigations were done and you know, to discover that there were corruption elements there, so that when we take an action, all the CPAs must know that if we do such an act, corrupt activity, I'm going to face the music. Because you can't keep on talking about corruption and don't act. When the alleged corruption and the CPA investigation must take place, if that people have been implicated, then they don't must take this question.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. When on the issue of the money that was the outcome, the money that is in the situation where it should be very difficult to say the outcome is correct. No mediating conflict among beneficiaries is a thing. It's very difficult. In both cases, the money that people are using is to actually bring the people together, because they are from all over. We must bring them together to actually start to develop the problem. So we can't really determine a deadline in which it has been the outcomes, because in other city areas, we still continue with problems, whereas we're spending money. So now, I think that's the one that really would apologize that it can't really unpack. They will spend so much in this CPA and so much in that side, because others will spend money, the problems are over, others problems are still coming. It's the issue of the problems, honorable speaker, which you know, the CPA problem, can speak English, can
been very huge. That's why we're pushing around to start to resolve this problem. The infighting, and the infighting that is happening here, is where we are restituting the form of the CPA. Now we are in an event which is publicized in the media. Then the following day, the rightful people are coming, right? Other people are coming to say, we've been let out. Because the claim is not properly advertised. So that's why we are saying on the turnaround strategy, we need to put a system where before the restitution to have a function, we must advertise that people who are sitting in this area must come, and for so many days to come, if you don't come, then we are not in. So now, the backlog, the issue that we are dealing with from 1998, these are the issues that we are dealing with. Because people have said they were meant to go and contact the people that they know that they have been staying in the same area. Now, those people are coming, so we need to search and verify them. And when we verify them, they are the right people as well. So I'm trying to say, these are the things that one of our turnaround strategies wants to minimize. Because the inquiry started there to say, no, this one does not know what he's saying there, we're saying here. No. So it's an argument that is going on and on. So it's not easy really to say the problem can very trouble all of them. Like you're talking about the traditional leadership. Of course, Honorable Sabine has just indicated here. We agree that some of the traditional leaders have been displaced during those times. But our responsibility as a department is to bring back the community, and we take that pattern as a foundation. It is up to them when we're giving them the land that they follow the traditional leadership act to make that land a traditional area. It's them that must go and register that land a traditional area and install their traditional leadership through that process of another legislation. For us, it's very difficult for them, and they continue to follow their other processes. It's not that we are continuing to support them. We are aware, but I want to give one example because we wanted to say, have we ever done anything in South Africa? There's one case that I know that the chief that has been disposed in Umaran, the Chinese traditional authority that has been disposed and allocated a land somewhere, and that land was given as a traditional land from Chinese community. But when they were claiming back now, they can't claim as a traditional leadership of that other land. They must claim as a community of that land. But the traditional leadership said they will not take it. At that time, when they were not there. So I'm trying to say these are the situations that are happening in Europe. And the state has done that. But when they claim back, they can't claim the traditional leadership as that. So they will properly locate the different land, but they can say that community will stay in that particular area. So now they've got two lands now, but that will be lost. But I know that we have to use traditional leadership, and I understand that community and I understand that traditional leadership. So it has happened and it's working. So I'm trying to say we are not discussing that we don't recognize all the issues of housing, of course, housing does not have traditional leader. It's only one. It's only one. Not the traditional leader, she's in the hot shed. Everybody is staying in the whole of Kaukau, the other day in the whole of Kaukau, so that these are the things that we have to do with the department, but this is the very thing that we mentioned. So I just wanted to the issue of the annual report. According to the end, it's just about the annual report. It doesn't really tell us exactly how often and what time are we supposed to present the annual report. If we are so direction, it doesn't really indicate that. It doesn't really indicate the issue of the quarterly report of the CPA. It is only the quarterly report of the department. So I think these are some of the things that when we are looking at
the current situation is that the bills with the Office of British Legal Advisor for pre-certification Kenya, and once that has been finalized, and we, at the moment we don't get yet on when they're going to finalize it, which then puts us in a bit of a difficulty because we can't say. The last coming date for this day is 3rd of December. So if things change, I don't think we're going to make it to Cabinet to publish for public comment in December. So my expectation is that we'll get the bill published early in the year, hopefully January, and then go through the public comments and the legislative process February, March, go back to Cabinet. Chair, conservatively, I say the bill will be with Parliament April, May, if different things go according to plan. Thanks.
You must indicate that according to the wish of the minister, we are supposed to be presenting the bill first month at the cabinet, but then as she has presented, so it means that the bill.
I think that's going to show some kind of interest. In fact, we will go to the bill and we'll come back to the bill. Just the issue of the annual discussion of the bill is going to be done properly.
Sometimes it helps because we meet almost weekly or very regularly. Do you sit in a particular protocol? Because sometimes we consider the relationship in the South Gate, which means that we refer to someone else in the, you know, so on that again, even the sitting arrangement on the GM's office, but it helps. Usually hierarchical, I'm sorry, I don't believe the hierarchy, but the practical things is where you have hierarchy, then, so that we don't think the very issue of the head, meanwhile the head is there, the J, you know, so on, not that the H and
thank you, Chair. The fact on corruption, which is about the case, in as far as the Land Rights Management Board and the Land Rights Management Committee, which are part and parcel of another amendment that we are putting across, namely the ESTA. Chair, it would go a long way, these land rights institutions, to cater for the strengthening of the department's capacity, as you talked to, in terms of the fear that we may be overbearing the land rights management facility. Because of that amendment and the scope and the breadth of which the Land Rights Management Board and the Land Rights Management Committees will be taking a lot of the activities and this is that are currently overbearing so to speak to the Land Rights Management Facility because it's unable to take all of them. That's the start change. The other one is indeed members have pointed correctly through the training of the CPA. We believe that the training of both the executive and more especially of the communities might be time actually begin to ensure that these communities, CPA communities themselves take these functions of monitoring, of dealing with certain dispute resolution and capacitated official so that therefore it becomes a shared function between government, the department as we are started, our institutions as in the Land Rights Management Board and Land Rights Management Committees, which will be part and parcel of the Land Commission itself and the Commission. The LRNF will continue for some time, but as members of Congress stated, the grading is actually increasing, particularly with the restitutions and the redistributions continuously forming and leading to the formation of the CPA. So we need a much more robust and sustainable system, in our view, if they will end by signing the boards and committees. And the second one, and the most important thing, of course, is when the committee themselves, and the minister, as you pointed out, the economy is beginning to get more and more of those functions and themselves being facilitated by the department. I don't know what I'm saying.
Thank you, Chair. I'm going to respond to the issue of hiring of members and the corruption. You're right, Chair, that people need to be trained about the act. The other thing is that each CPA is its own constitution on how to run the affair and how to deal with people who are corrupt, not supposed to be fired. Now, the problem is that we've identified the constitution as possibly problematic for the people. It's done mostly by legal minds and people don't really follow that. It's done in a language that people don't understand, but we are ratifying that. But we are ratifying that because that is one of the main things that causes the conflict in the community. People understand their right, people understand what's going on. But the constitution are the guiding document in the house, what is going on, people are up to. So that is one that we're dealing with. The arrest of corruption. I know that there are people who have been sentenced in more than 8 to 5 years about this. And I know that there are still pending cases of people who are actually mishandled and been laid against because of corruption. You also remember the Rakhatawa Kalema case that the medical court blood that if there are clear corruption and you've got evidence, then please go to court and people are supposed to do that. There are those who have been to jail, there are those who have been held in the lab, there are ongoing cases. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your response. Any members that the question. Members of
Thank you. And we allowed to be able to announce this because it's okay for you.
No, I think the presentation will ask us to. The presentation is going to ask. We're supposed to answer what you're saying.
I think that's not tell them.
No, we're not going to tell them. We're not telling them that this will be commentary.
We are going to be continuing the, our program of oversight which we started here in the Western Cape. This time around, the forecast, we will extend the forecast from restitution to the recapitalization and development program. This is after we have received the presentation on the performance of the retail program. We're going to do it in two phases. The first phase will be this year and the second phase will be next year. This year, it starts on the 24th of November until the end of that same week. We're going to start in the Northern Cape. I'm not going to say which project we are. Not because I don't want to, but because we're still waiting for the submission of that year. So we will... We're going to... This is two areas. One will be around Abington and one will be around Kimberley. So members must prepare themselves for the drive, the long drive to the Northern Cape. Then we'll then move to Gauteng after that, which we are also going to visit the Watchman Center in Pretoria, but also visit other CPA recapitalization funds. But we will actually confirm the projects probably next week after we have received the days. Then next year we're going to move to Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal. The forecast will still be the same, except to say that when we are in Cape, then we'll also have a mandate to visit the Ingwenyama Trust.
I don't have
that. But we have implemented the proposal with times and dates, and when everything is firmed up, we will circulate the program. And we will take it from there. If there are comments, we will factor the next question.
So remember, there is a proposal and comments. So we accept the proposal because it was just a framework, what is the proposal? Another proposal?
Chair, I mentioned difficulty with the framework. I much just have to put in my apologies for the 28th. So I just want to record that, please.
That's a pleasure on pain of the Northern Cape Montage. I will do the Northern Cape, but Pretoria, when we get to Pretoria, I'll say no more to public works. Thank you.
Can we agree that members forward their apologies to our secretary? We know the policy that if you don't confirm the pay, then you don't attend to any oversight, you have to repay the money. So forward your apology on time so that when arrangements are made, then you must know who is attending, who will be attending. Thank you very much. And this is take this 2 minute break. The department is excused. Thank you very much. Just thank you very much for attending.
Thank you.